Hi, I'm Chris Tejas. In this capacity, I'm the creator, producer of the show To Be Good Records, the series.
Chris, give me a little background story about Good Records. And what was the inspiration for putting something like this together?
Well, you know, they say to write about what you know, what you love. And for the longest time in my life, there hadn't been that one thing that kind of encapsulated all those things. And I didn't have a reason to do anything specific, you know. Finally, just about 3 years ago, I was sitting down with a friend of mine at the time, and we had just been to a record store, in this case, an actual record store called Good Records in Dallas. And we thought, well, there's no television right now that is centered in a record store. And it happens to be at the beginning, especially 3 years ago, of the renaissance of vinyl. So it's a scripted show. And the idea is High Fidelity meets Cheers. All the people that would walk into a record store, the personalities, not to mention the cameos that, and in this case, as with many record stores nowadays, especially the indie ones, they have in-store live performances. The tagline for the show is, home is where your records play.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, hold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
It's a show that takes place in Dallas, Texas at a very unassuming record store. The store is actually called Good Records, which I've kind of co-opted that name and put the two words together to brand it for myself for Good Records, the series. It's a bunch of people that are working in a record store as they look outwards for something else in their life and basically realize that everything they're looking for might just be right underneath their noses. They're all there because they love music and they want to be around music all the time. I think they eventually start to learn why be anywhere else. You know, I could go into, it's the closest thing to Dungeons and Dragons I've ever done because all these characters now exist in my mind and it's the most fun thing to write about because it is now finally the one thing I know. I've been in bands my whole life. I've been into music so much so that maybe people would call me a fanatic. I've done radio like yourself, had a radio show in college. I've been in television and film production since 1996. And not to mention the flavor of television and film production that I've been around. My very first internship on a film was for Rick Linklater on Suburbia. And that might have been the one thing that gave me a sense of the way that the tone of this show should be, but with a caveat of funnier, because that show was a little dark and it was a great movie, but it wasn't meant to be funny. This is meant to have, I tell people, the sentimentality of Girls meets Louie, shot like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be a blast, and it's everything I know, and it's in one thing, and it's super exciting, and what else do you want to know?
Ready! Okay!
Is the show Good Records going to be a unique experience? What is going to make Good Records stand out?
Every app now is potentially a channel. And as you know, there's probably no better time ever for content makers. To get your show noticed as something that is different, I think it has to be kind of niche-y. And to me, this is kind of a nichiness that is kind of a disguise because music lovers are all over the place and they come in all flavors. So when I say it's about music, people assume that it's just going to be like a show. It's going to be a show with a bunch of punk rock in it. And while that's the aesthetic and that's the indie flavor of the whole thing, Good Records sells all kinds of records. In that sense, it's universal. But the niche gets in with the idea that it's going to have to be at least at the beginning, supported by people who think this is the best friggin' idea in the whole world. It's going to have to be. People that are getting behind it are music fanatics like myself. I call them my fellow music geeks. Chris Penn, who's one of the owners of Good Records, along with one of the other owners and his wife, Tim DeLauder, who's the lead singer of Polyphonic Spree. And it's on that relationship that I'm building with people that are just music fans and want to see a show like this and love High Fidelity and love the community that Cheers had put together. And for some people, that's an old show, but it's about the music, the music, the music, the music. And there's no other show since Glee that has been about the music, and this show's nothing like Glee. This particular record store is with any local record store, but increasingly is becoming a community for all us misfits that don't have any place to hang out except for bars. And if you're 18, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the record store and you're going to hang out and geek out and talk about music amongst people that are your peers. And that's what I did. They don't have MTV anymore. And I think when I say they don't have MTV, that's not a sad thing because who cares? But on the flip side, I remember when MTV was the source of where I found out about everything. And now it's people like you, Lori, it's radio shows that are independent, but there's no television space outside of YouTube. And I feel like it's just aching for a conduit for new music on the television side that just doesn't exist yet. And damn it, now it does. It will. It's time to jump. This Saturday, the Polyphonic Spree, of whom one of the members, lead singers, is part of the owners of the actual store in Dallas, is having their 15th anniversary show at Granada Theater, which is a great musical venue in Dallas on Greenville Avenue. They're allowing us, them and the manager slash owner of Good Records, but also of the band, Chris Penn, they're allowing us to steal the shot this weekend during the Polyphonic Spree show. And the shot takes place, it's a flashback scene that takes place in the late 90s, and this guy's about to blow his career in kind of a flashback dream sequence. And so they're letting us steal a shot with the venue, beautiful venue, crowd, everything that we would normally have to pay for, probably a whole lot of money. It's rolling. If you go to Indiegogo and search Good Records, the series, this week we are launching our Indiegogo campaign. And what we're hoping to do is find those record geeks just like us who want a show, who see a show, who see the potential of a scripted show that would take place mostly and primarily in a record store and about the people and lives that surround that, not to mention the cameos and the live music performances. As soon as you're born, they make you feel small.
Now, I know this is going to drive me crazy, but because I'm already very envious, I kind of know about this already, but please tell my listeners about that recent rather big in-store performance at Good Records.
Last week, Lori, we had a surprise show with Alice Cooper's original band. It's just a little bit of an example of stuff that goes on at Good Records. The band hadn't been together for 30-something years. Chris Penn and Tim DeLauder from Good Records They're big, huge Alice Cooper fans, and they just wanted to geek out. They went all out for this one little record store, and they got tons of coverage, tons of fans going crazy, and then they actually cut a hole in the back of the office in the building through the brick and mortar to sneak Alice Cooper in there. The people had no idea Alice Cooper was going to be there. The band started playing. One song in, Alice walks in, and everybody goes frigging crazy.
Well, we got no choice.
I've been speaking with Chris Thayez, who is the producer and creator of the upcoming show, Good Records. You can find Good Records on Indiegogo. They have an Indiegogo campaign. And you can also find Good Records on Facebook. That's facebook.com/goodrecordstheseries. Chris, thank you so much for coming to speak to me here at KUTX 98.9.
Thank you. Home is where your records play.